My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we find out that Davin's scammer Clara uses sex toys, and then Davin sells them. So listen and enjoy.
I go, I don't know. I mean, if it happens, cool. It is hard with my lifestyle. She goes, why hard? What happened to your lifestyle? I go, well, I mean, between women wanting to hook up after comedy shows and wanting to use the sex toys I make with me, it's a lot to deal with for most women.
Keep them in the merch bag next to the T-shirts.
Sure. T-shirts, DVDs, cocks.
It's all there.
You make the sex toys with you? Like, what, are you paper-macheing in your hotel room?
$10.
She don't know. You think she's going to argue the point, stupid?
No.
She goes, yes, you are right, dear, and I do use it sometime when I want to masturbate.
Oh, nice. Yeah, she particularly likes the Cinco de Caco dildo.
She's her potential customer.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, she'll buy something.
Or a test dummy.
I go.
She's a dummy.
Yes, yes. I go, well, that is natural. Hopefully you use one of the ones I made. Always thinking about the merch.
Plus, yes. We got an overshipment of anal beads that came in on Tuesday. We need to get rid of that shit.
But you read ahead?
Yeah.
She goes, like, what do you make, dear? Can you send pics of them to me?
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Thank you, comedy god. You ever do that? You're in a situation. Please, comedy god. Please, comedy god. Please, comedy god. Please, comedy god.
No, she hasn't. You've heard her jokes.
Yeah.
I go, I can, but not at this minute, hon. Are you going to send a picture using it?
Oh!
We want a testimonial.
Sure, for the website.
Yes.
Inquiring vaginas want to know, Jeff.
Yes, when those beads slide through my asshole, it glides like it cascades through my asshole like glue.
Isolate that. That's Joe Curry, ladies and gentlemen.
It cascades through your asshole like glue.
And Joe's not very well made.
Joe's girl said he's a prude. I say nay, nay. Clearly, he's got a wild side.
If they're gliding through like glue, I think that they're going
to get
stuck.
I've been a salesman
stuck.
For years. I've learned to be an expert the very next day at shit. So.
And taking it up the ass, apparently. Yeah, I don't think it's your throat that needs to be cleared, my friends.
If it's stuck, I'm gliding through with glue.
A little analyze for Mr. Curry.
Don't leave him there too long. You're going to have something to report in the ER.
That's how Pip had all her ass stories. She goes, I really don't have that kinds of pics, dear. I go, I was kidding. Bad joke. Sorry.
I was only kidding.
She goes, it's okay, dear. I go, pretty girl and sex toys. The mind wanders to naughty thoughts.
Yes.
She goes, thanks, dear. I go, you're welcome.
Thanks, dear.
The way you say that like an old scientist. Well, the mind wanders to naughty thoughts when I talk about sex toys.
Perhaps.
You know, thinking about the dildo that we built that one day out of latex. His mind was beaten to the punch by Tesla. You would think he was inventing electric bulbs, but he had other ideas. That's when we had the idea thing. You know, the bulb, that was him thinking of porn and dildos and stuff like that. That's it.
Now I have multiple choices.
The idea thing.
Edison beat him, but not by much.
It was a big stick.
She goes, thanks, Diego. You're welcome. She goes, very nice of you. I go, what is? She goes, I mean, you were just really so perfect a lot. You were kind and lovely.
Wait, which one of you said that?
She did to me. She gets me.
Ugh. Wait, she said that to you?
To me. Don't you look. How dare you?
Kind and lovely.
You do not get anal beads for Christmas now. None for you.
Don't worry. I will sashay the anal beads around your fish's heart.
Thank you,
Mr. Tesla. Who's your Tesla? Who's your Tesla? Who's your Tesla?
Was that your safe word with Joe's girl?
It is now.
So she goes, you are kind and lovely. I go, aw, and you are precious. She goes, I'm blushing, LOL. I go, sorry, LOL. She goes, yes, baby, LOL. What are you, yucking? We're falling in love. Two kids falling in love. How dare you? You don't know fucking romance at all. She goes, yeah, baby. I go, bet you look beautiful. She goes, thanks, dear. She goes, you are also a handsome man. All right, relax. Somebody found you mildly appealing.
On whatever platform you're discussing this with, can she see a picture of you?
One filled with bullshit.
Yeah, my avatar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she knows who I am.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Your superhero doesn't count.
What?
You said your avatar. Superheroes don't count.
He's blue.
Blue Hawk.
No. Blue avatar.
No. As you saw, I got the call yesterday. Bacaw.
I wish call from a fucking sledgehammer to the head. I go, oh, thank you. She goes, you are welcome, baby. Hard to believe you're single. She goes, why, dear? I go, because you're so nice and pretty. She goes, LOL, you're making me blushing again, Davin. I go, sorry, Clara. First time I'm using her name.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
She goes, no, baby. I like it that way, LOL. I go, cool. She goes, yes, dear. She goes, Davin, are you serious to get settled down with a woman or just a game player just like some man does?
I just like that name Clara, like it's something that Barney Fife dates.
I'm
not with Clara, Ange. I think she's scamming me, though. She wants money. Oh, Barney, you know it's a scam. I'm telling you, Ange, she likes me. Even like the anal beads that Tesla made. Got glue on them, though.
It's hard to see somebody named Clara using anal beads. Clara sounds like, you know, an elderly auntie, you know?
You got to move the portable commode to get those going.
For Clara.
Move the portable commode, could you? I learned what scissoring is, too. I'm the old lady from the last bit.
There's only a limited amount. I think that's a good place to stop.
Are you talking to Joe or are you talking about the story?
Multi. No, but I think that's a good place to open up. Like, she wants to know if we're going to get serious. I think that's a good place to end it for the week.
Yeah.
All right. You agree?
Yes.
So what do you think so far?
Well, so far, I mean, clearly she's fakey McFakerson, you know. So you're either, especially like she's... They're always, like, so, you know, into whatever you say, you know? It's like
the way I like them. I need to find a real ones like that.
I know. Well, I liked how you just all of a sudden were like, I make sex toys, you know?
I can never just be a comic.
I know.
He's a cock gobbler.
There's a cock gobbler.
And you're a cock gobbler. What's your point?
I'm chiseling away.
I'm making my craft. What are you making, Oompapa? I'm making a big penis.
Please, we know you're so cheap you'd buy the irregular cocks.
Veinless.
The one with three balls. You know, it's marked half off. Just like, well, a bargain's a bargain.
Right. Yeah, you just see the sign, three balls, half off.
No, that'd be
no
one
that's
ball.
The one ball. No, the so irregular bin.
The one with the elongated foreskin that just wouldn't sell. Joe's like, okay.
It won't pull back.
That would be a great bit, the irregular bin at the porn store.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.